Trump admits Iran operation expanded beyond its design, then floats a Hormuz claim. President Trump acknowledged publicly this week that the United States used its military more extensively in the Iran conflict than he had originally planned or anticipated. A remarkable admission from a sitting president who built much of his foreign policy identity around avoiding new wars. The statement amounts to a narrative management problem. Explaining why a campaign sold as limited grew in real time without triggering the domestic backlash associated with the word quagmire. More striking still was a remark suggesting the U.S. could claim the Strait of Hormuz as American territory. The White House subsequently said the president had not discussed the idea with his advisors and characterized it as a joke. The Strait handles approximately 20% of global oil trade daily. Even a rhetorical claim to sovereignty would simultaneously provoke Iran, Oman, the UAE, and most of the Gulf Cooperation Council. Whether or not the statement was in jest, it reflects a strain of grand bargain strategic thinking that surfaces periodically in the current administration. Controlling Hormuz transit would theoretically yield leverage over both Iran and China, the primary destination for Gulf oil shipments. Russia is meanwhile demanding answers from both the United States and Turkey over an arms package for Ukraine, directing its diplomatic pressure specifically at Ankara. Turkey has served as the crucial swing player in the Black Sea environment, brokering the 2022 Grain Corridor Agreement while maintaining trade ties with Moscow and remaining inside NATO. Moscow's pressure on Ankara is an attempt to fracture that balancing act. California Governor Gavin Newsom injected sharp domestic political color into the military picture by demanding that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth submit to a drug test. Hegseth had made statements suggesting the USS Abraham Lincoln's deployment was tied to the Iran situation in ways that contradicted the official characterization. Whether the demand constitutes a serious procedural request or political theater, it lands with force given the scrutiny Hegseth has faced since his confirmation, and Newsom's evident calculation about which pressure points to target.